You're listening to Menders with clinical psychologist and leadership consultant, Dr. Nicola DePaul. Each week, get a dose of real-world inspiration from free-thinking leaders, top clinicians, healthcare innovators, and myself. Looking for quick fixes or standard management tools? Try someplace else. Motivated to maximize the resilience and diversity of your team, sustain your momentum as a leader, and transform your healthcare system? Welcome to Menders. Well, welcome to this special season of Menders. We're going to be talking about creating well-being within your healthcare system and really focusing on how to sustain your momentum as a healthcare leader. Because if we don't have you taking fabulous care of yourself and keeping yourself sustainable in the system, then your people are really going to be losing out. One of the most important things that you can be thinking about is how to care for yourself and sustain your momentum. And I do want to just say this is not going to be a season that is solely focused on self-care. That's really not even going to be the main point. But today's episode, we're going to start there. Because if you're not thinking about caring for yourself and meeting your own needs first, it's pretty tough to engage in those big systemic elements of transformation that we're going to be digging into. So today's episode, Sustain Your Momentum. So I'm going to just share a little bit about myself and why this is really important to me. So as you probably have all heard at this point, I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm also a transformational coach. And I work with healthcare leadership teams to promote well-being, employee engagement, transformation within their healthcare system, or at least within departments within large healthcare systems. And for me, my journey into clinician well-being and health systems well-being started long before I was actually a clinician. So I got interested in health systems capacity building before I even went back to graduate school, as I was working in a leadership development program at the University of Washington. Fast forward a little bit, and I actually had the experience of burning out myself. And that happened a few years ago, not long after I'd had my first kid. And it had probably been building for a while that I was starting to experience feeling disconnected from myself, from my organization, maybe even from my team, certainly feeling like the work that I was doing was far less meaningful. And that led me to have a much more intimate understanding of that big picture work that I had been doing with leadership teams over the course of, several years at that point. And man, I just found that I was starting to hit a wall and was no longer able to really manage all of these different demands, both on my time, but also on my emotional well-being. Hey, Menders, if you're listening to this and you're a healthcare leader struggling to get a handle on the metrics that matter and you're motivated to improve employee engagement, workplace satisfaction, and overall well-being, listen up. Whether you have a tiny system or a large, complex department, there is a clear path you can take to go from burnout culture to cultural renewal. Go to mendinghealthsystems.com to check out my organizational well-being assessment. This mini course will walk you through an organizational self-evaluation that will help you identify your next steps to boost organizational well-being today. So pause this episode and head to mendinghealthsystems.com right now. So that experience of hitting burnout and that, led me to make some pretty significant changes over the course of my experience, ended up letting go of some clinical work and actually doing a little bit more of the leadership development work over the course of a couple of years and found that to be really, really rewarding and helpful. But I wanted to just briefly share that as I think it provides a framework for how I think about some of these things and why well-being, clinician well-being, health systems transformation is so important to me, both in a professional sense and from a really personal standpoint. So as I think about helping you to sustain your momentum, there's a couple things that I think are really critical. So the first thing is to think about how can I connect with my why? And connecting with your why or your values, what's most meaningful to you on a daily basis, I think is one of the most critical first steps that you can take. Because it's really our why that grounds us. It's our why that gives us energy, that drives us, that allows us to move forward, especially when times are uncertain. And being able to come back to our why also helps us to make decisions that feel really consistent with who we are, with our deepest values. And when we as healthcare leaders or healthcare professionals are able to make decisions that are consistent with those deeply held core values or core beliefs, it can take a lot of the pressure off, just kind of calm us down and allow us to re-engage in daily challenges with that sense of purpose, mission, and confidence that we know where we're going. So one of the things that I'm often spending a lot of time thinking about, I guess obviously, is clinician well-being and burnout. And this is true both for leaders and really just for anyone, to be totally honest. But our living in alignment with our core values is one of the most significant things that we can do to prevent ourselves from burning out or to keep ourselves sustainable. So it's something that I am thinking about for myself and others on a daily basis. Another component that I think is really critical is to have a self-care routine that works for us. And I'm not saying this has to be like a 27-point, you know, to-do list, self-care checklist, as I've heard a friend of mine say. But this is about figuring out ways to honor yourself as a whole person every day in a really, in a structured way, or a routine way that trains your body, trains your mind to know, hey, it's okay. I'm taking care of you. I'm taking care of myself. And I'm going to show up for myself first before I try to show up and meet other people's needs. So to me, that's what that core self-care routine is all about. And that's part of why it's critical to sustaining your momentum. You're just putting systems or structures in place that buoy you, that care for you, that allow you to have the ability to meet your own needs, to assess your own needs, to kind of do that self-check every day. And it's also a nice way to have, I guess, kind of an early warning system, at least for me, when I notice that I'm falling away from my self-care routine. Ooh, that's a pretty critical kind of red flag that tells me, hey, you're losing your momentum. You might be able to make it another week or two, but if you don't get back on that self-care routine, start putting yourself first, you're not going to be able to keep going for the long haul. So those are just two really critical elements for me, and I wanted to share something that I do personally and invite you to try it if that feels right for you. And, you know, this is not prescriptive. This is not like the only strategy that's going to work for everybody. But this is one element of my routine that I have found to be absolutely transformative because it connects me with my values. It connects me with my community, connects me with my core self, and it allows me to honor both my challenges and things that have been beautiful or my needs for, you know, for the day. Every day just kind of brings me back to those core elements. So I would say maybe a year and a half ago, a friend invited me to do a gratitude practice with her. And this was not something that I had ever done before. It was not necessarily something I would have ever said I was interested in doing. But she invited me to do it. And I was like, hey, why not? It couldn't possibly hurt. And to give a little bit of context, this was maybe only about a year after I felt like I was like quite recovered, or, you know, maybe I was even still on the way towards recovery from my own personal burnout somewhere in this period of time. And I had spent the year before I started this new practice doing a weekly mindfulness practice in community and then daily mindfulness practice independently. And that mindfulness practice really created a foundation of community and core connection to myself. So that had been a really powerful setup. And then this friend invited me to do gratitude practice. So I was just ripe and ready to say yes. And I did. And I'm so grateful because inviting myself to have accountability in practicing gratitude has really changed my attention and helped me to notice things in my life, in my daily experience, in a really new and different and much more grateful way that ultimately has been very nourishing for me as a human. So there's three parts to this gratitude practice. And I don't remember who actually developed it, so I don't know who to give credit to, but I didn't. But it's quite powerful. So the first part is just to simply reflect on what am I grateful for in this moment, for this day. And yes, I can acknowledge there are a lot of things that are challenging, that are painful, that are sad, scary, maybe global events. But what we're really doing is taking this moment to simply notice and acknowledge what we're grateful for, what I am grateful for. So taking a moment to acknowledge gratitude, and then taking a few moments to set an intention for the day. What do I want to do today? What do I want to be today? Who do I want to be? What's important to me? What values do I need to connect with or honor? And then finally, taking some time to think about the future. What do I want in the future? What are my desires? And being bold. This is about speaking into the future that you want to create, that you want to envision. This is not about giving into fear, but it's really allowing yourself to create something bold and new and to speak that aloud. So those three components for me have become a really core part of my daily self-care routine, and also I think the number one way that I've been connecting with my why on a daily basis. So powerful. And I wanted to just take a little bit of time to share that with you so that if that's something that you want to choose to do for yourself, that you can do that. But really, ultimately, it doesn't matter what you do or how you approach sustaining your own momentum. What really matters is that is top of mind for you. And I know that within healthcare, and probably within other professions too, but particularly within healthcare, it is our training and our professional identity to self-sacrifice, to give of ourselves first before we take. Before we care for ourselves, we nourish others with our bodies, with our beings, with our minds, you know, with our presence. And that's beautiful. And it can be really damaging, both to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, even to our work teams, when we're not actually stepping back, nourishing ourselves first, and then, you know, feeding and nourishing others from that wellspring that is full and rich and nourished and tended to. So I know this might sound like a bit of a truism that I'm asking you to take care of yourself first. And maybe it is, but I think it is a truism for a reason. Because when we actually operate from this place of nurturing and caring for ourselves, we can go so much farther. We can come alongside others who are suffering. We can connect with a sense of compassion, which for me is suffering plus love, and bring that sense of compassion to ourselves and to those that we're interacting with. And that is such a powerful place to be coming from. All right, well, I'm going to leave it there for today. But I would really just encourage you, sustain your momentum. So take a moment if you have a couple to spare and think about, what can I do today to prioritize myself, my self-care, my connection with my values, with my why? How can I honor myself as a whole person today?
Thank you for listening to Menders. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to head on over to mendinghealthsystems.com to get started creating cultural transformation for your healthcare team today. Let's create transformation magic.